The reason why Lenin and the other Bolsheviks were so utterly ruthless was the dialectical materialist philosophy they so believed in. This philosophy regarded human beings as a kind of animal and maintained that violence and conflict were necessary for the development of mankind. Not only did Lenin regard human beings as a species of animal, he also employed animal methods to train them. In October 1919, he paid a personal visit to the Russian scientists Ivan Pavlov, famous for his conditioned reflex experiments on animals. Lenin wanted to impose these conditioned reflex methods on the whole of Russian society. Pavlov was astounded. "I want the masses of Russia to follow a communistic pattern of thinking and reacting," Lenin explained. Pavlov was astounded. It seemed that Lenin wanted him to do for humans what he had already done for dogs. "Do you mean that you would like to standardize the population of Russia? Make them all behave in the same way?" he asked. "Exactly," replied Lenin. "Man can be corrected. Man can be made what we want him to be." The so-called scientific basis for that philosophy that regarded human beings as a species of animal was Darwin's theory of evolution. The theory of evolution was the most important ideological inspiration behind the communist movement in Russia. Darwin's The Origin of Species was translated into Russian at the end of the 19th century and was responsible for thousands of young Russians turning to atheism and communism. Russian communism was so tied to Darwinism that Georgi Valentinovich Plekhanov, widely regarded as the founder of the movement, clearly stated that he regarded Marxism as Darwinism in its application to social science. Plekhanov's student, Lenin, indeed applied Darwinism to society and mercilessly slaughtered whole societies he regarded as herds of animals. The truth is that human beings are not a species of animal, but are honorable beings created by God in possession of a soul. The reason for their existence on earth is not, as communists and Darwinists would assert, conflict, war, and bloodshed, but for them to display a morality that is pleasing to God. Only when man has understood this concept, in other words, only when he lives by true religion, will he find peace and happiness. The end of Lenin, who denied that fact, is a terrible warning. From 1922 on, an increasingly serious sickness slowly began to paralyze him. He spent most of 1923 in a wheelchair, suffering from terrible headaches. In March 1923, he had a stroke and was thenceforth unable to speak normally. In the final months of his life, those who saw Lenin were terrified. His face had taken on a peculiar expression, and he was half mad. The final photograph taken of him shortly before his death was utterly ghastly. God speaks of the fate of such cruel people in the Quran. "Then the final fate of those who did evil will be the worst because they denied God's signs and mocked at them." Lenin died on January 21, 1924. The Bolsheviks organized a huge funeral ceremony for Lenin. leaders of the Communist Party decided to have his body, which had a tremendous importance for them, embalmed. Among those bearing Lenin's coffin was the next dictator of Soviet Russia, Joseph Stalin. Stalin would rule Soviet Russia for nearly 30 years and establish a regime of such bloodshed and terror that would even surpass that of Lenin. All the historical facts we have so far considered have an important moral for mankind. False ideas can lead to disasters for people and societies. Communism is one such false idea, and it inflicted dreadful suffering on the world during the 20th century. One of the fundamental errors of communism is that it believes conflict to be an unchanging law of nature. The so-called scientific justification for this view is found in the theory of evolution, which says that the differences between people necessarily lead to war, fighting, and conflict. According to this view, called dialectics, every class, every nation, and every society is obliged to fight every other one, and this is a law of nature. That view stamped its mark all over the 20th century, and is the common inspiration behind both the communist savagery we have seen in this film, and also behind that of fascism, which appears to be the complete opposite of communism. It is only possible for mankind to escape this cycle of violence by coming to know the purpose behind his existence. Human beings are not a species of animal that emerged by chance and live only to fight, as Darwinists, communists, and fascists believe. Human beings are noble beings, created by God, and possessing His soul. And the purpose of man is to learn and to live by that pleasing morality that God has taught him. In the next section, we shall continue to examine the disasters that communist ideology, which rejects that truth, has inflicted on humanity.